A new documentary about comedian Gary Shandling comes out next week. Shandling, who died in 2016, was a groundbreaking comic with two innovative shows to his name, HBO's The Larry Sanders Show and Showtime's It's Gary Shandling Show. The documentary is called The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling. It's produced by one of his admirers, the comedy director Judd Apatow. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to discuss the legacy of Shandling. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So I remember Gary Shandling from The Larry Sanders Show on HBO, which was great back in the 90s. Let's listen to a clip here featuring Alec Baldwin.
Well, actually, Larry, you know, you and I have something in common.
Yes. Yes, we do. A lot of you probably don't know that Alec and I, Alec used to actually date my ex-wife, Francine.
No, I was referring to our charity work with multiple sclerosis.
I know that too.
Eric, how would you describe Shandling's sense of humor?
Well, I think you have to sort of separate his sense of humor as a stand-up comic and his sense of humor as a TV producer and TV creator. His sense of humor as a stand-up comic was that he was very polished, and he sort of came across as sort of this put-upon guy who was at the butt of every joke. But in his TV work, he also took aim at institutions. He satirized the conventions of the sitcom and the television industry in It's Gary Shandling Show for Showtime. And in his HBO show, The Larry Sanders Show, that was a parody of the backstabbing and all the egocentric behavior that, you know, surrounds a late-night talk
right.
show. And so you had him making himself the butt of the joke, but he was also taking on these big institutions like, you know, the TV sitcom or the late-night TV institution.
Now, Gary Shandling was also a Zen Buddhist. Did that influence his work, that aspect of his life?
Well, you know, one of the themes of the documentary is that nobody really knew Gary Shandling well, and people who knew him only knew parts of him. You know, he was constantly restless and searching for meaning in life and searching for a way that his work could communicate the meaning of life. And I think that is where you see his Zen beliefs kind of surface. And we even have a clip from the documentary where he talks about his spiritual journey a little bit. Let's check it out.
My lifestyle's changed. I meditate now. I'm getting into self-realization. And in fact, I went to a bookstore yesterday and I said, do you have Zen and the Art of Archery? And I said, no, we don't have that. I said, well, do you have Frankl's Study on Existentialism? No, we don't have that. I said, well, then just give me a Hustler. That'll be it.
So that's a bit from his stand-up comedy, but you get a sense of how he's referencing some of the studies that he's actually doing in his actual life. He was actually reading those books, but then he kind of turns it into a funny joke at the end.
Shandling mentored a generation of comics, including Judd Apatow. He's also praised by TV critics for deconstructing the form. What kind of legacy, creatively, did Shandling leave, do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, when you watch the documentary, for example, Apatow talks about how Shandling was his greatest mentor for, you know, decades. He was a risk taker and somebody who could find the funny in a joke. You know, people talk about people like Jerry Seinfeld, for example, being craftsmen. And so was Gary Shandling. He was a craftsman of comedy, and he taught these guys by hanging out with them and mentoring them and talking to them about comedy. Ultimately, that might be his biggest legacy, because unfortunately, the shows he created, I'm not sure if people are as aware of them as they should be, but I'd urge people to go out and watch The Larry Sanders Show, watch It's Gary Shandling Show, and see, you know, the way today's shows break the form, you know, people talking to the camera, all of that kind of stuff. Gary Shandling pioneered in his shows.
I remember one of his final appearances before he passed away. He was on Real Time with Bill Maher, and he was absolutely hilarious. And it reminded me of how funny he was. What's your verdict, Eric, on the documentary?
You know, I do think this documentary does a good job of taking a look at his life. It's long. You know, it's 4.5 hours, I believe. And so there are times when it can feel self-indulgent. But Apatow had access to diaries that Gary Shandling wrote throughout his entire life. He had access to home movies and video footage. You know, sometimes the problem is that when somebody who's close to someone tries to do a biography of them, they're too close and they're not willing to talk about the warts. There's a part in the documentary where he talks to you know, Shanley's ex-fiance, who was a performer on the Larry Sanders Show. And when they broke up, he fired her off the show, and she sued him over that. And, you know, they had a legal battle that they eventually resolved, and they remained friends until right before he died. And so they avoid the pitfall of being too close to the subject and not talking about the negative parts of his life. It's just it's really long. And I think you kind of have to be a comedy nerd to get through it all. And I hope at some point they might cut some of it down, because there's a lot to Gary Shandling's life that fans of comedy would probably love to know. It just might be hard for them to sit through this much of a show on his life to get to the good parts.
It's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about the new documentary, The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling. Thanks so much, Eric.
Always a pleasure.